Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Before we get to Love Letters to Kelly here, I got a text.
Okay.
Jennifer Smith wrote us and said, I'm so over this putting people on blast bit. It's already getting annoying. Oh, yeah, well, you know what, Jennifer Smith? It's not a bit, it's a contest.
Wait, did you just put Jennifer Smith on blast?
Jennifer, yeah. Consider yourself on blast, ma'am.
Jennifer Smith is
blast. You're on blast.
But now go enter.
Yeah. Go to KidNation.com, and that's one of the names you can enter for the many people we've blasted this morning.
And if you know Jennifer Smith, send her a text and just say, hi, you're on blast.
Yeah, let her know, just in case she's...
Is there a blast emoji?
You can do like the little...
Yeah.
The little fiery explosion thing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Jennifer. We're just having fun with you, Jen.
Yeah, we love you still, Jennifer. Don't worry. I'm going to worry. All right, but it is time now for Love Letters to Kelly. This morning it's brought to you by Quip, by the way. And if you want to get some loving, you better have that clean mouth.
Doggone right.
And if you don't have a clean mouth, get yourself a Quip. It's a great electric toothbrush. I love it. My wife has one. She loves it. My kids have it because now they make kids' sizes as well. Just a little bit smaller for the kids' mouths. And it's got this timer. It pulses every time you got to switch sides so that you make sure you get that even clean, because a lot of us, A, are not brushing for the 2 minutes we're supposed to be brushing for, mm-hmm. and B, are not doing it right because maybe the left side of the mouth is getting more clean than the right side of the mouth, and that's where you start running into problems there.
Yeah.
Also, it's really easy to travel with. You don't have any chargers. There's no cords, nothing. Just the Quip. It's really slender and slick, and you just throw it in your bag.
Boom.
It even has a cover for it to stay clean and all that good stuff. Dentists love it. It's got thousands of verified 5-star reviews online. Go read them for yourself. I love it. My family loves it. I know Kelly and Al and Jenna, they all love it. You can get yours starting at $25 if you go to getquip.com/kid right now. And in fact, they'll even send you a refill pack for $5.
Whoa.
Every 3 months, that's when we're supposed to switch out the brush head. Mm. Most of us don't. Once it's not working right, you're not cleaning your mouth right. So go ahead and get that done for just $5. But if you go to getquip.com/kid, your first refill pack will be for free. That's your first refill pack at getquip.com/kid. And now let's get to it.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
The woman I dated for 14 years was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison. Yes, I've written you before. Since then, I've dated around some, fell in and out of love, and then I was in a dry spell for 4 months. Then I ran into someone I knew from high school that I went out with a few times years ago. We've been dating now for 4 months. We enjoy being around each other, going places together, lots of common interests, but there are several problems. I don't love her. I like her as a friend, but I can't love her for several reasons. First, she's annoying.
Oh, my goodness.
She means well and is a nice person, but she messages me a lot. Secondly, I hate to say it, but I have no physical attraction to her. I even have difficulty doing laundry and put it off on purpose. The third and biggest problem is she's still married. She still lives with her husband, but, you know, they haven't done their laundry in 12 years. She spends the weekends with me and does not ask or care what she does, and he does not care what she does or where she goes, so he doesn't pay attention to our relationship. Look, I realize I need to dump her and find a real girlfriend, but I'm really afraid of being alone, Lee.
Oh my gosh, Lee.
Dude.
I mean,
I just found this letter entertaining, so I just wanted to read it.
Okay, so Lee, I'm going to tell you to dump her so you can open the door for someone that you can have a real relationship with. You want that person to be able to walk through. You are blocking that energy.
You are.
Carrying on this
blocking your blessing, dude. God would not bring you Mrs. Right if you can't get rid of Mrs. Wrong. How about that?
And you know you wrong.
Yeah,
look at you. That's nice.
Thank you.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Bianca wrote us and said, I've been dating my current boyfriend off and on for over a year now, but we've broken up about a handful of times. My friend has always told me that I deserve someone better. So she made a fake Instagram account, added two of his friends of him so he'd see, and then within 2 weeks, he added her back. So there's commonality that way. Okay, I got you. Within 2 days, he would tell her that he had recently gotten divorced, which was true, but his ex-wife and him had been separated for 2 years now. He also then invited her to party with him and his friends. He isn't the best-looking boyfriend I've ever had, but I loved him for what I thought he was. So I confronted him after she sent me the messages, and he said that he was really sorry. He said that he realized how much he loves me, and that he is for sure, or that he is sure of what he wants now. We had a good conversation and agreed on starting fresh and leaving the past behind us, but the messages I read are still playing over and over in my head. It's only been about 2 weeks since this happened. When I told him that I was still trying to ease those messages out of my head, he almost sounded like I should have gotten over them already and to keep my promises to forget about them and keep it in the past. But it's really hard. I still feel like he would do it again if he got another chance. Should I give him another chance or should I start dating other people?
Nah, I'd go on and start dating other people.
Yeah.
Or maybe too much drama in just your first year. You sound very young, and this whole setting up fake accounts to catch people.
Maybe try another one.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. If you're having to go to that lengths to catch somebody, that means you don't trust them.
Baby girl.
Why would you want? But I think in your teenage years, your 20s, you thrive on drama.
Right.
You don't feel alive unless you have this constant back and forth and tears and, you know, clinging to something that's not worth clinging to. And then you come into this, our favorite word of the week, clarity.
Mm.
Thanks to Luke P. on The Bachelorette. But yeah, so if you're asking me, dump him.
Yeah.
If that's all your question is, dump him.
Would you be mad if your friend created a fake account and trapped your boy?
If I'm in a relationship to the point where I have to...
She did it behind her back, though, it looks like.
Well, still, no. It's not worth being in a relationship that you have to go to that lengths to prove to yourself. Then that's too much anxiety. I don't want to live with constant anxiety. I want to live secure in the fact that my man loves me.
Right.
And we might not get along all the time. We have days where we're like, I don't know why I married you. You know, we don't really have that. But you just have those, you know,
everything
ebbs and flows. And it's not always, you know, bouquets of roses and, you know, let's go make love. It's not like that every day. That's real life. But I don't live with this constant anxiety of, I wonder if he's talking to somebody else and he's snooping around on Instagram, but I don't want to live that.
Life is too short, baby.
But at that age, people thrive on it. So yeah.
I've told you about it before. I had my best girlfriend in high school was dating a guy and she thought something was up. So she said, can you call him? I'll be listening in.
Three-way call.
I'll be listening in.
Yeah. That's so immature, but we all did it.
And she was my best friend. So I was like, I don't know if that's a good idea, Shiloh. And she goes, no, just do it and ask him if he's into this other girl. And I did, and he was, and it was not really nice for her.
Right.
It didn't work out, right?
Terrible.
You have your feelings, and you just go with your gut feelings.
With it,
you don't need the pain.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been single for about 11 years now. My past relationships, well, I was invested in the relationship and then found out the guy had a drinking problem, or a drug problem, or anger issues, etc.
Wow.
I know it's a two-way street, and I have regular issues, but nothing like these. I've been totally blindsided, and I'm scared to seek a relationship now. I'm sorry. I've been totally blindsided, as I GHT, and I'm scared to seek a relationship now. The small town I live in is not the most desirable for seeking your soulmate. I feel lonely at times, and I really miss someone to talk to during the day and at the end of the day, anytime. I miss being in a romantic relationship. Oh, this person's just lonely. I don't have a lot of girlfriends, and I just need some advice on the best way to attract the good guys. That's from Ro.
Well, I don't. How does
she is in? I did a little research on this, and she is in, I believe, Garden City, Kansas, which is a small town. So
right, but I mean, how did she find these guys? I mean, where is she? Is she swiping? Is she? I mean, I think you date people you hang around. Ultimately, right? You're swiping is a different animal, but sometimes you just have to shake things up, and you might need to say, you know, I'm gonna start a new chapter, and it's important enough to me. You might need to just move to a little bigger town.
Yeah.
You might need to, you know, change apartments. You might need to start hanging out in a different coffee shop.
Yeah.
You might need to change churches. I use my cousin as an example all the time, and I will use her again. She went to a church. She loved her church. That was her church home, but she had exhausted all the possibilities, and she wanted to marry a good Christian man that was strong in his faith and was in a church home. So she switched churches. She went to a bigger church with a bigger dating pool. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Cast a bigger net. Yeah. And she ended up married to this guy. They've happily ever after. So sometimes you just got to change your regular routine.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't afford to move to a bigger city, then just change up what you're doing in your city.
Are you listening, Al?
To a smaller city.
Three women.
Yeah.
Told you.
You're down to three.
Yeah.
He did the math and everything.
There's three eligible women in my town, but doggone it, I'm going to meet them this weekend. Yeah.
This letter, I think you read this letter because it kind of helps you out as well, too.
Yeah, I guess so.
Then.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband recently cheated on me. Wow. We've been together for 13 years and have 3 kids. I'm confused and have mixed emotions about staying or leaving. We're still living together, trying to keep things, in quotes, normal, until I decide what to do. How long is too long to drag on my decision? It's not that I'm trying to play games, but I don't want to regret my decision here. I love him and wish I didn't have to choose between staying and leaving. Katie.
Well, I think it depends a lot on his behavior post getting caught. You know, a lot of men are super remorseful and like, I will do anything, and they'll bend over backwards and they're crying and they're like, let's go to counseling. I'll start going to church with you, whatever. You know, that behavior carries a lot of weight. You're not telling me anything except I got to decide what I'm going to do. It sounds like if he's not fighting for your marriage,
does he care?
I'm not getting any of that vibe out of that.
Yeah. It sounds like
there's not much to fight for. A lot of people just, you know, people have arrangements in their marriages and they stay together until the kids graduate high school. I don't judge that. If that's what you want to do, that's on you. Whatever works for you and your spouse. But I would come to a decision you can live with.
Yeah.
I can't give you a timetable. I'm like, say, you need to decide in 6 weeks. But maybe for your mental health, you do need to give yourself a time limit. How long, you know, so say by, I'm going to get through the end of this year, and come January 1, a lot of people make fresh new starts. 2020 vision.
Oh, nice.
Clear in 2020. Maybe if you want me to give you a deadline, I'll say 2020. But it depends a lot on his behavior if he's trying to make the marriage work. People do screw up, and people can get past affairs, but both people have to want to get past it. Not just one of you.
Yep. I can't believe we're almost at 2020, too.
Mm-hmm.
Time flies.
Oh, man. Time flies. I'm going to draw a picture of a clock on a table. I'm going to call it a timetable.
Okay.
We did so good earlier.
What are we doing right now?
Nothing.
I was just being random.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a timetable. Right?
Like everything just came to a stop. Like, what happened?
If you want to write our love expert, go to kidnation.com. We do Love Letters to Kelly on Mondays and Wednesdays. And, yeah, just let us know what's going on in your life, and we'll help you out, hopefully, or a love expert will. And real quick from the text.
Yes.
Al's words just enlightened me.
Oh, what? Thank you.
Consider my girlfriend dumped.
Whoa.
These are being sarcastic.
He said if you can't.
If you're in limbo, you can't open
God
the door for God's blessings.
God can send you the right person, or he won't send you the right person if you are stuck not getting rid of the wrong person. Yeah. If you're just sitting there in a
relationship. He said it better the first time.
Yeah, he said you can't find Miss Right if you can't get rid of Mrs. Wrong.
Yeah. I mean, because people do pray for, please bring someone into my life.
Sure.
So I got that from my pastor, Tony Evans, so I'm not going to say
that. Yeah, no, it's true. Or they stay with something that they're complacent with. Right. Like, well, I just haven't found anyone else. Well, you can't.
Right. You're going to have blinders on.
I will not bless you with that right person if you don't get rid of that wrong person.
So if you get dumped today, that's Big Al's fault.
Yeah.
You enlightened your boyfriend. Sorry.
Hanging up with Al.
All right, Kid Nation, coming up next, our girl Anna is going to catch you up with everything that's been going on this week with her midweek update.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Next time you're feeling sad and you're reaching for the French fries, try a banana instead, everybody.
Try a banana.
Yeah.
Not only are bananas a healthy snack, but they're also a happy snack because they contain a large amount of dopamine, the happy hormone.
That's dope.
I didn't know that. Bananas got dopamine, dog.
Yeah.
I saw, too, that they're bringing cow cuddling over to the States. They've been doing it overseas for a while.
Are you excited about that?
You saw that, Jenna?
No, I'm asking you if you're excited about that.
I don't know, because I feel like cows look stinky, but there's cows by my house, and I see them, and I often want to go look at them and cuddle with them. But some places do offer cow cuddling, and something about their lower heart rate helps us humans chill and relax a little bit more and not be as stressed out.
Wow.
Cow cuddling.
I feel
cool.
Like if I started cuddling with cows, my red meat intake would go down considerably.
Yeah,
I found that once I started, you know, once you meet and bond with an animal, it kind of changes the way you feel about eating them.
That's going to make you smell better, too, if you stop your red meat intake, because meat eaters stink, according to Chemical Senses, a research journal. I love that journal. It's
like the meat sweats.
Yeah, a study on how diet affects your body odor found that consuming meat can have a huge effect on the attractiveness of your body odor. People who do not eat red meat were judged as smelling more pleasant, less intense, and more attractive overall.
You can smell vegans, though.
You can smell people that do the
Atkins type.
You can.
South
meat.
Beach.
And you can smell vegans.
I know, that's just a funny sentence.
But I had a girlfriend that was vegan, and someone literally said to her, "Are you vegan?" And she's like, "Yeah, how do you know that?" He's like, "I can smell it."
I wonder if we could get 4 or 5 people that are on different diets, and we put the diets out there, and we smell the meat only.
Yeah, you gotta be
the vegan.
Really committed to that diet, yeah.
What the vegan smell like?
I don't know, they say they just give off a different odor.
My buddy's coming over, he's vegan, on Thursday. I'll ask him.
Get that
tea.
Vegan scent. I'm interested, because I toy with the idea.
That's our boy, YT. Yeah, I'll ask YT if I can sniff him.
Oh, he's vegan.
Yeah.
Oh, he's vegan
he's
now.
Yeah, he's
vegan.
Wow. Yeah, he's all about that. He
so
cooks
vegan
it.
Means...
The vegan's the strictest.
No dairy.
Yeah.
No...
Nothing that comes from an animal. Yeah, vegetarian's less strict than vegan.
He's got it, but he's good on it. And he lost a bunch of weight. He's all healthy now.
I can't do that.
Does a fish diet person smell
pescatarian.
Like a
pescatarian?
Isn't your friend
I
that,
think
Kelly?
He'd smell fishy.
Yes, Amy. She's a pescatarian.
Is she fishy smelling?
Not that I've noticed.
Okay.
There you go.
That would be awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fish is so
smelling
good.
Like grouper.
Yeah, we should try to get them in here and see if we can smell the different diets.
I smell grouper.
Yeah. No, sorry, that's a red snapper. Sorry about that.
There's trout in here.
No, that's awful. My friend's a yoga teacher, and she said when everybody was doing that all meat. Is that Atkins? What was that called?
There's Atkins, South Beach. There's a bunch
everybody
that are...
was doing it. She said you could tell because people would sweat
keto.
Meat.
Keto
diet.
Keto
sweat. She's like, it was so thick, and she was a vegetarian. Yeah. And she's like, it's so thick, I could hardly teach.
Yeah, that's one of the weird conversations you hear at the gym. I heard a girl saying, sorry if I smell bad, I'm on the keto diet. I heard her saying it to her friend, and I was like, oh, that's a weird conversation.
Yeah.
Sorry if I smell like wrong.
You do sweat what you eat. Al got you got really drunk one time, and the next day you sweat out the alcohol, and people behind you could smell it.
Same day. I went to a brunch, and they were serving mimosas.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly right, Kelly. And I went bike riding right after the brunch, and the girl goes, I could smell champagne.
Al's body's a distillery.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in Anna because it's time for the midweek update, everybody.
Hey.
What's up, Anna?
Hello.
Hello.
I guess speaking of champagne and all that, happy National Tequila Day.
Yes. Okay.
To celebrate this holiday, I brought something for you guys.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, tequila. Uh-huh.
I like your backpack, by the way. It's really cool looking.
No, I brought limes.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to actually buy a bottle of tequila, because those are expensive. And also, I assumed that Big Al would have one.
Got it right here.
So, I brought a bunch of limes.
Okay.
If anybody needs
Yeah, let's go ahead and go for it, JC.
Does anybody else? JC?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm Bachelor this week.
Yeah,
let's go.
Why not?
All right, I don't have a knife, though, to cut them.
Okay.
I still get
in the back.
Limes and lemons confused sometimes.
Oh, because it's
the English word.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a normal thing for Latin culture,
limon.
Right? Limon, which is so strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Spanish, the word for lime is limon. And
it's lemon.
Is it vice versa?
And a lima,
And lima is lime.
Yeah.
That's real confusing for y'all.
How confusing.
Yeah, and the Spanish word for lima bean is black eyed pea.
No.
Oh, it's bad.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Well, do you know what's equivalent to taking a shot of tequila?
What?
No.
Taking a shot to the heart, listening to The Archer by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, we took a little listen earlier this morning. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Song sounds like it should have been on Stranger Things.
Or the Bleachers album.
It is an 80s. It sounds kind of 80s rip. Yeah.
It's going to be track 5 on Taylor's new album, and it was released yesterday on the 23rd because 2 plus 3 equals 5. Taylor, that sneaky, sneaky gal.
Man.
But the only thing that's really arched is probably Taylor's back for carrying pop music. Am I right?
No, pop's having a moment.
Good one.
Pop music is pretty great right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of a shot to the Joe Bros for you.
I wrote that down and I was like,
Anna.
Did you just put the Joe Bros on blast?
Jenna.
I'm sorry, I had to.
You did. You did, Anna. You put your own people on blast.
Wow, I need that shot of tequila now more than ever.
Right. KidNation.com, Jonas Brothers have been put on blast by Anna if you want to attend the summer, the big summer blast concert in San Antonio with us. Crazy.
Wow, right. I'm the worst. Okay.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh.
What?
Jamie Lynn Spears is in talks to reboot Zoe 101.
Yes.
On Nickelodeon.
Yes.
She went for it. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so between that reboot and the Gossip Girl reboot, basically my early teen years are just coming back, which is very exciting for me. And yesterday on Twitter, I saw that Frankie Muniz...
Yeah.
He posted, he said, with all these reboots, how come nobody's asking about Malcolm? Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah.
Right.
But I think at this point, it sounds like that reboot would be called Malcolm in the Midlife Crisis.
Oh.
Yeah, he did a little race car driving. He's 30-ish.
I don't know.
I think
I have
he's
no
30.
Idea what he's doing.
But Dad went on to be...
Brian Cranston. Brian Cranston.
Everybody says that Breaking Bad and Malcolm in the Middle is connected somehow.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
theories.
They have the same actor.
There's theories out there.
No, there's theory right there.
No, there was. They connected a couple episodes to Breaking Bad things. It was a good theory on YouTube.
Was the dad a meth addict?
I don't know. I got to look at it again. It was a few years ago that I looked at it.
Because now I want to go back and watch.
Yeah, right.
Well, speaking of actors and Hollywood and all that, last night I got to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
Anna and Justin.
Yes, it was not short.
No, it was 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Okay.
Mm. It's a movie about... Well, it's a movie with big-time actors made in Hollywood, about big-time actors in Hollywood making movies with other big-time actors in Hollywood.
Right. Mm.
Because there's nothing Hollywood loves more than Hollywood.
Right, right.
It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I will say, though, Brad and Leo, even though it was 2 hours and 45 minutes, it could have been 45 hours and 2 minutes, and I would have been fine. I thought they were great together,
yeah.
Brad and Leo. And so whenever I was watching it, I was wondering, you know, like, realistically, did I ever... have a shot at dating Leonardo DiCaprio?
Did you?
So I did the math.
Oh, you did the math? Okay.
You're in the age range.
Much like how Al did the math the other day. Okay, so hear me out. This is going to sound like a Taylor Swift conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Okay, so Leo is 44 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and according to his IMDb, he's completed 47 projects with acting credits.
Okay.
Meaning he's completed 0.92 projects per year in his life, mm-hmm. which is kind of crazy. If you multiply that by his producer credits, which is 73... we're left with 68.32.
Hmm.
Multiply that by his 5 Best Actor nominations, and you get 348 if you round up.
Okay.
Or 342, sorry. Titanic came out in 1997. The actual Titanic sank in 1912.
I'm so confused.
Which is an 85-year difference.
85-year difference, okay.
I'm 25 years old right now.
Yeah.
And Leonardo and I have a 19-year age difference because he's 44.
Right.
Meaning... that when I was 14, like Emma Kelly, Leo and I were not in the legal age difference to date each other, unfortunately. So if I would have asked that question, the answer would have been no.
Yeah, but now you're in his range.
Yes, which is true.
Oh, you can get into the... Yeah.
Now, yeah, he doesn't... I think, yeah, he doesn't date over 30.
Right. Really? Shout out.
Yeah, I'm haven't you seen that whole chart?
No, I haven't. Also, so I only have like 4 years left to... 5 years. Wow,
you
my
should seek him out. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm sure your boyfriend would like that.
Yeah, he doesn't know about this math equation that I just put together, but that's okay. Okay, so you know how Big Al and I this week have had this whole, like, who's going to say what national day it is, mm-hmm. who's going to say whose
birthday
it is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I did a little research yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that to have a national day, all you have to do is fill out an application online?
No, I did not know
it's
that.
It's really
easy.
Somebody have to accept it?
I think you have to pay a fee, too.
Yeah, and there's, like, guidelines and stuff, but I applied for July 24th.
Okay.
Which is today, to be National Anna Reports the National Day.
Oh my gosh.
But since Big Al and I are still having this kind of like tiff, I guess, and since there's guidelines, the best part about it is in order to celebrate, we're going to have to celebrate exactly 1 year from today.
Got you.
Make a note.
It probably won't even get like approved or whatever.
Yeah, it probably won't.
I only get a day.
You just have to apply.
You just have to apply. It's very easy.
JC goes to court day.
You're going to court?
Yeah. I'm a
What'd
criminal.
You do?
I'm a criminal.
Jury duty?
No.
What'd you do?
I broke the law.
What'd you do? Oh, yes. Oh, ticket?
I'm sorry. Allegedly.
Yeah. Was that an admission of guilt?
Yeah, right?
No, no.
Did you just admit?
No. According to the trooper, I broke the law. According to me, I was going not breaking the law.
I'm still mad about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to court.
All right. So it's going to be my holiday.
Well, nothing judges like more than tequila breath from the defendant.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah.
I forgot I had to do court. I got to look the day. I might have another day.
You need to change.
Are you going today?
What?
You need to change
it.
Yeah,
you need to have on your court suit.
You need to look a little more pro.
A court suit.
Something with a collar.
Yeah.
I bought a
suit. I like your outfit.
On the court.
I'm just saying, yeah, the hat and stuff if you're on the court.
Oh, I brought my hair stuff.
You might want to wear a collar. Show respect for the courtroom.
Yeah.
I respect the judge.
Show respect to the court.
But I need to walk in there looking like I don't have that much money.
You don't want a t-shirt and a chain like that.
But, no, I throw you right in jail. I'm profiling, right?
No, I can't.
Tucking it in does not hide it.
And they love it when you go in court on your cell phone. It's just a little pro tip.
Oh, yeah, I have a conference call. I'm the same time. All right, Anna will catch us up again next week with her midweek update. Good job, Anna.
Thanks.
And coming up next, it's time for Jenna to put on that hat that we all love.
I'm just going to tell her how it is.
Okay. I'm going to tell her how it is.
Dreams are messed up lately.
Very messed up. Let's see how messed up. We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll hear from Alessia Cara this morning. Yeah, part-time Justin got to sit down with her. She's on tour with Shawn Mendes, so he went out there. We let him go backstage. He didn't get arrested, so apparently everything went well. We'll hear that in about 40 minutes. How did Justin do with Alessia Cara, and what's she been up to? We want to hear all about that.
Okay.
Showbiz Top 5, 20 minutes away. And also, hopefully we get a little time to do some Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation, to get you in here to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Good.
Make it all about you. But right now, every time I look at Jenna, I just can't help but to laugh a little bit. It's time to read.
I'm trying. It's my swag. It's my dream swag.
You should take that home and wear it during sexy time.
G girl swag.
Does this turn you on, Al? This hat?
I said with him. I said with me.
I mean, it would be a good way to distract if I was having body image issues.
Yeah, I'm not looking at anything but
You're not
hat.
Looking at anything on my body if I wasn't wearing anything. Yeah.
I couldn't even
good, babe.
It's actually a way to keep your eyes up here, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Eyes are staying up here.
I don't even know if you're a woman or a man. I'm just looking at the hat. I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, man.
All right, Jenna, well, let's kick it off here. Here's how it works. You go to on our text anytime you want, 800-543-3548, and send us the dreams you've been having. You could also DM us on Instagram, at Kid Nation. Make sure you follow, too. Click that follow button so you keep up with us. And then we read the dreams to Jenna, who is a psych minor.
Psychology minor. I wanted to be a criminal psychologist, but I kind of fell into this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with dream reading, so now what's cool is that I used to Google parts of it, but now I know so much about dreams, I'm just analyzing them, what I think they mean.
All right.
Yeah, she's been doing the work. So we got one here for you, Jenna.
Okay.
It said, I had a dream last week that I received a letter with a presidential seal stating I was now the president of the United States of America. What's up with that?
If you have a dream that you're the president, it means that you're feeling the need to have control and delegate. It's a power dream. That's it.
A power.
You want to tell people what to do.
I want all the power.
Start your own company.
Yeah. Or maybe you do have your own company. And you're having kind of an ego dream, that you want the power to make decisions.
You want the power.
So obviously you might have that dream because you feel like you don't have any power, and you want power.
We all want power.
I like the power.
Al, are you eating cheese in a cup or something?
Eating cheese in a cup?
No,
what are you eating?
Do you see that, Jenna?
It's like a peach mango drink you just pour into water.
It just
looks
like cheese.
But it just kind of, well, it smells like peach.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Continue. You thought he was eating queso with a spoon?
Yeah.
It's just not.
Gross.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me with Big Al, you know?
Okay.
Continuing.
Dear Jenna, you're the dream expert.
Only 11 years here. Only been 11 years.
See, if I don't remember your name, don't even take it personal, because I've called Jenna
all
the time.
Still going strong.
I will call me Juan sometimes, and I've been here 13. So.
Right. My best friend slash co-worker of almost 5 years just took a new job about 3 weeks ago. So, I had a dream she needed to borrow my underwear. So I got 5 pair of my underwear and brought them to her new office. Why did I dream of something so gross and weird? We aren't even the same size.
Oh my God.
That's an important thing to know.
Yeah.
I love that Al chose a dream about underwear, first of all.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. So I need to know more details. Was the underwear clean? Is the underwear used? Is the underwear sexy? If lingerie dreams are very different, if you were dreaming about sexy underwear, then that means you need to do laundry. Our version of laundry.
Oh.
Yeah, and but to see the underwear in your dream and giving the underwear to someone means that you're worried about losing the person. But she's saying they're not that close, but that can be... Because it's such a personal thing. Underwear is very intimate and very personal, so you're dreaming about something, you know, you have a fear of losing her, or maybe you want something out of that relationship. There's a lot of meanings behind underwear.
Man, when girls share underwear, that's weird.
I borrowed...
It's just weird.
I have borrowed and lent thongs.
Wow. Well, people borrow bathing suits.
Really?
Exactly. That's
but at least a bathing suit usually is butted, right? So it's not going in places that the other
underwear everything's
goes.
Riding up in crevices.
That's why I can't share.
You wash it.
My underwear, dude? Oh, undie check. What you got?
I got
Calvin. Oh, I got Calvin, I think.
Oh, your Under Armour.
Doggone it.
I got the slime.
You got that slime green?
Got that slime on.
Because the wife's out of town?
Oh, wow.
Kelly, you got slime on?
Kelly.
I thought I did.
I got so excited for a
I might have had slime yesterday.
Okay. What about you, Jenna?
Jenna, what you got?
There's nothing.
skin?
I think my underwear for when it's necessary.
When is it, like, work? Is it necessary?
I mean, if I'm wearing an outfit, then it's mandatory.
Like a skirt or something.
Yeah, work is necessary.
Yeah, that's like right there at the top of the list. If you're playing Family Feud, that would be number one. Where is underwear necessary? Work. Yeah.
I find it very uncomfortable. I'm not ashamed. I have on jeans. Yeah, and a pair of jeans I never wear, fresh out of the laundry, whatever. I'm not upset about it.
That's necessary.
Hey, do you, girl? Do you?
But always yes with dresses, I do.
Of course. All right, go ahead, Kelly.
All right. What does it mean if I have a dream that my uncle framed me for murder, and to save him, I had to turn myself in and confess to the murder?
Ooh, I wouldn't do that for my uncle.
You're feeling victimized in your day-to-day life. You feel that the world is a cruel place. If you dream that you're being framed for doing something that you didn't do or someone else's actions, you feel your world in the day-to-day is crashing down upon you. So you feel overwhelmed.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, it's really as simple as that.
Yeah, I'm not.
People have dreams about that kind of thing a lot, that they're being framed or that they're being blamed for something they didn't do and you're trying to defend yourself.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you feel like in your day-to-day life that things are going wrong.
But then she didn't try to get out of it. Is that a twist on it?
I don't know. Maybe you feel blamed in your day-to-day life for something.
Maybe you realize it's your fault.
I would never take the blame for anything for anyone. Just want to let you know, Al.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Amen.
What if it was something that was going to get your son in trouble?
Kason?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't get yourself in trouble. Okay, that's why I've been raising him to do.
Not go to jail trouble, but in trouble.
What if he got into a car accident but got the car home and you didn't know exactly what happened and you thought maybe he had been drinking, but the car was home? Would you cover?
Just the accident?
But you don't know what happened. You don't know if he's telling you the truth. You don't know if someone got hurt. What if it comes back on you? Would you, and a cop show up at your house and ask?
Yeah, I would take that one.
You would?
I would deal with it privately. Okay, yeah. In that case, yes. Okay, so I guess
there's an exception
to every rule. All right, Jenna.
Okay.
What does it mean when I wake up crying and my heart hurts? I had a dream I was stealing someone's drugs. I don't do drugs.
But you needed them.
Oh, wait. So that's the same dream?
Yeah.
No,
I guess they woke up crying.
I think those are two separate dreams that were sent in. Because I got sent those separately, but that's fine. I can answer both of them if you would like me to.
Let's do the first one. What does it mean when I wake up crying and my heart hurts?
That's what's interesting, because I don't know if y'all ever woken up crying from a dream? I've been through phases where I used to do this quite a bit. I'll wake up just in tears. So. And they say that you're finally touching upon some kind of grief in your day-to-day life. So maybe you're trying to heal from something. These dreams are actually really positive, even though you wake up very upset, because it means you're healing.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But the drug thing, and so whether this was part of the same dream or not, it's you were crying because you were doing drugs. I'm not sure. But they say that if you do use drugs, you'll have a lot of dreams about drug use, or if you're a recovering drug addict. But if you never do drugs, that it actually means that you have unhealthy emotional needs that you feel need to be fulfilled. So it doesn't necessarily pertain to drugs, but you could be wanting some sort of intimacy.
Okay.
Something deviant. Maybe you've been wanting to do something illegal, or you've done something else illegal, or you're being tempted. You're feeling unfulfilled, and you want to do something risky.
You want to go do hood rat stuff with your friends?
Yes. Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
So go do some hood rat. Not too hood rat.
Not too hood rat.
Just a little hood rat.
In that movie, when they see us, their brothers are in prison, right?
Yeah.
Incarcerated. And
the Netflix movie.
Netflix movie. Very good movie. I 100% recommend. The question was asked, do you guys dream about being out of prison when you're in prison? And typically, the answer was yes. And so they said, I love to go to sleep because I dream, I'm free in my dream.
It's real.
And I wake up, I'm like,
stuff. Of course.
Yeah. I don't know why I brought that up.
Because we're talking about dreams.
Yes, that's what it was.
That's what we're doing. And if you want your dream to be read by our genie over here, Jenna, just text us 800-543-3548. We'll do it again next week. Or, like I said, follow us on Instagram, at Kid Nation, and you'll find our Instagrams there as well because we get tagged on the pictures and stuff, all that good stuff.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. So we have a friend of the show. We got started with a song called Here. And the next thing you know, she's at the Grammys. She's going on tour, and now she's touring with Shawn Mendes. That's Alessia Cara, by the way. It's her new song, Ready, by the way.
Very sweet lady.
And when I say we love Alessia, we mean it because she's like family to us. Every time she's in town, she makes it a point to make some time away from her very busy schedule.
So down to earth.
It's so cool.
To sit down with one of us.
Yep.
Her family's always there, and they always remember our show, and they're very welcoming. So when we say we're fans of Alessia, we're fans of Alessia Cara.
100%.
Now, part-time Justin, I think you got to meet her at her Christmas show, right?
Yeah, she was so cool. She's like, she's real. Like, she's giving you a good conversation, look at you in the eyes, and give her honest answers. And she's just, man, she's down to earth.
Mm-hmm. And you know she's a good person because Shawn Mendes asked her to go on tour with him, and Sean doesn't take that lightly.
Sure.
He brings some good people along with him because he wants that good aura.
Yeah. Not just good, but people that he likes and good people.
Good music, too. Man, her music is just, it's
both of
vibes.
Them.
Yes. And she's got an EP coming out later. It's called This Summer. So hopefully it's going to come out this summer. So.
Now, when you were going there backstage, going over to Alessia's dressing room, I don't know where you did the interview. Normally she does it in her dressing room, but
So we're meeting her. I think she thinks it was like a... It's a meet and greet and an interview all in one.
Oh, cool.
So I guess they told her to come upstairs, and we're all dying outside because of the heat. And so we're trying to get inside the building, and she shows up in the elevator, and we're all showing to that elevator as well. And she goes, wait, where do I go? And the guy's like, oh, we're all coming down. She goes, okay, so we all crowd into this elevator, and I'm right there by the buttons, and the door shut, and I think we're still waiting on more people. So I'm like, wait. So I'm like holding this door back.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, no, everyone's in the elevator. I was like, oh, okay. So the elevator closes. I'm by the button. I don't press anything. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, what floor? And they're like, the bottom one. I was like, okay. And then I was like, I've never been in an elevator before. And Alessia's like, me either.
So, you got connected there.
Yes. And so we like had some like really good jokes and like my little talk back session before the real interview.
Icebreaker.
Yeah.
And then you got to sit down with Alessia.
Yeah. And she's so chill. So we're just at the venue, backstage in a nice little room where we do all of our Jingle Ball interviews. And this is what we got.
Let's see how it goes.
Girl, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on your song, Ready.
Thank you.
I don't think anyone was ready for it because we're just so excited. It's so good.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes. So how do you feel about it?
I feel really, really good. I feel super excited. I had no intentions of releasing any new music anytime soon. But then I ended up making this EP out of nowhere, and I'm like so happy with it. And I think it's some of my favorite stuff I've ever done. So I'm excited.
Like what gave you the inspiration? Obviously, Ready is about someone who is not ready to date you because you're like, no, you ain't meeting any like strings that I'm like trying to find my attachment to. So
yeah, well, you know what? I think, I mean, in the past, like I've always written, like anytime I've ever written about something falling apart or some sort of a relationship, it always had a sad aspect to it. It was always sad. It was always like, poor me, or this is awful, or my heart is broken. And I felt like this year I decided not to do that. And I think with this entire project and that song, it's kind of like putting a twist on it and being like, you know what? Maybe sometimes like it's not your fault. It's not mine. It's just you're not ready for me. And that's there's some sort of empowerment in that, I think, in saying, you know, you're just not ready for this.
No, you can't handle it.
Exactly.
So your song inspired me to come up with a game called Red Flag or Deal Breaker. So I'm going to give you something that this person on a date might do, and you got to tell me if that's a red flag or a deal breaker, okay? All right. The plane safely lands, and he starts clapping.
Oh, you know what? That's a very Italian thing to do.
Yeah.
And I'm Italian, so I would say... Not even a red flag or deal. I just think it's...
You're going to take that for the deal?
Yeah, I think it's just a deal.
All right.
I'm in.
You're at a restaurant, you're eating, and the waiter drops a plate, and it breaks, and he goes, Opa!
I think that's funny. Is this bad that I don't mind any of
these? No, that's pretty good.
I feel like it's still cool. I would be like, it's funny.
He double dips.
He double dips? On the first date?
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean...
Ooh, double dip. That got you, didn't it?
You're like, not really. I mean, it depends on how, because I'm weird with, like, messy eaters.
Okay.
A little bit. So if it was, like, a messy double dip and it was, like, I don't know you, then maybe red flag. But other than that, it would be fine.
Yeah,
I'm not a germaphobe.
Like, one of my big pet peeves is, like, a smacker whenever they talk or, like, whenever they chew gum.
Yeah,
is
that, like... Doing that was gross. Ew, I'm sorry. That was gross.
No, you're good. After a big old Thanksgiving meal, he unbuttons his pants and then rubs his belly and goes, oh boy, that was good.
Ooh, I don't know. That kind of reminds me of my dad. So I would say none of the two. It's just funny. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you don't have like a lot of.
I know.
Like,
my standards seem really low. I promise they're not. I just don't mind a lot of things.
No, I think it would just make you very chill, and it goes with the vibe that you give off. You know.
Thanks. So. I hope so.
Well, thank you for playing that little game.
Thank you.
Also, what's it like touring with Shawn Mendes? I bet that's awesome.
It is awesome. It's so cool. I mean, there's something really awesome about touring with someone that. Not only are you from the same place as, which is great because there's something about being Canadian that you just kind of bond with already, but he's just the best. He really is, and his whole team's the best, and his friends are the best, and they're out here, and we're just having a really awesome time.
Were you there when he got his tattoo? He just got like a tattoo yesterday.
I know, I saw him post it. No, I didn't. I haven't seen him all day today. I just got here, so I'm gonna go and hound him and check out
that. It's a beautiful butterfly, man. It's so pretty. Do you have any tattoos?
I do. I have this one.
Oh, is that the sailboat?
Yeah, it's a sailboat. I have this Band-Aid one that actually Sean always makes fun of because he says it's too big. So he's always like, is that a Band-Aid on your arm? Did you get hurt? I'm like, ugh. And then I have this one here. Hello, it's a Piggy. Little smiley face. Oh. I'm with my best friend. We have matching ones. But it faded a bit.
It did. Did you do it yourself? Or?
We both drew. I just tattooed myself.
Hey, I would too, girl.
No. We drew the smileys and then we got them tattooed. But,
oh, that is so cute. Yeah. All right, and let's talk about like the pains of growing, man, because that is... I'm going through that right now. Like, I'm adulting right now, and I'm just like, man, it sucks getting older. Like, I have to pay for my own insurance, like, my own, like taxes, and then my own speeding tickets. It's crazy. So, tell me, how did you get the, this album? Like, what went through your mind making this?
Well, I think just that. I think it's, like, coming to certain realizations that you're not a kid anymore and that you're responsible for yourself in ways that you didn't have to be before, which is, like, I mean, great and amazing on one end because it just shows growth. But then on the other end, it's very scary, you know, to, like, be thrown out there into the world and have to deal with all these new feelings and new situations. And, so I think that whole album was just going through that process, which kind of hit me all at once, if I'm being honest. It was, like, a bunch of things at once, and it made me write that album.
Yeah. And well, we're very excited for this EP this summer. It's going to be so good, girl.
Thank you.
Can you tell us anything? Are we going to get another single release or?
So I'm releasing a song every couple of weeks until the EP's release on September 6th. So there'll be a couple more songs coming out pretty soon, which I'm really excited about.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you. You're so good.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you tear it up on that stage.
Sorry, I don't know why I hugged you.
No, I'm awkward too, girl. All right. Thank you, guys.
I'm awkward too. That's Alessia Cara right there. The sweetest person in the world.
She is. And she killed that performance, too.
Of course she did.
Voices out of this world. Shawn Mendes was everything. He had this big old flower in the middle of the stadium, and he just took off his shirt. You see his biceps and everything like that.
He's so, I love new him. Butterfly tattoo.
Biceps. Oh, and that. Mm-hmm. And me and Anna stalked him at his hotel before like he went to the venue.
How'd you find out where he was staying?
Someone posted a video of where he was walking, and I recognized the hotel. I was like, we gotta go.
Did you find him?
Yeah, we saw. Yeah. Well, yeah. And what gave it away was like 70 young girls waiting outside of his hotel.
That'll give it away. It happens to me all the time.
And I see his suitcase that says Shawn Mendes being rolled to the tour bus.
What?
Oh, it was so nice.
We're stalkers.
I've never been a stalker before.
You didn't actually see Shawn in person, though, did you?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Only at the concert.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. Anyways, buy Alessia's new song, Ready. It's out there for you to purchase, stream it, do all that stuff, whatever you got to do to give her some credit, because she deserves it. And coming up next, oh, and you can check out the interview, too, at KidNation.com. We'll post it up with Justin so you can see Alessia's beautiful face. But right now, it's about you, Kid Nation. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can ask us any questions you may want to ask the show. Nothing is off limits. We'll answer those. Or if you want to bring up anything that we may have missed so far, literally, whatever you want to talk about, Kid Nation, we can do it. Again, that phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll talk to you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, we have some time to do Whatever Wednesday.
All right.
Which is a segment where you can ask us or talk about anything you want to talk about or ask the show at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
For example, Ryan wrote us on the text and said, hey, guys, I was watching a Barstool video, and they asked people what big-time celebrity they think they'd have a shot at. So I was wondering the same thing with you guys. I think I've seen them ask that question before. What big-time celebrity do we think we have a shot at? Big Al Mack. And I'm assuming if Kelly, you and Jenna, if you and I and
we're
Jenna
single.
Were single.
A legit shot.
So what do you think you would have a shot at?
As much as I would love to say Jennifer Lopez, I know I have no chance in heck with Jennifer Lopez. God, that's...
Is that a stumper?
I don't...
I'll tell you who I thought
okay,
I had a
please,
shot.
Go ahead, please, Kelly.
Back in the day, he came through the studio to promote a movie he was in and being very flirtatious with me. And I thought I had a shot with Kevin Spacey.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Time determined. That was, in fact, not really.
He was a really good flirt, though.
Jenna?
I mean, I've missed some.
Yeah.
I've really dropped the ball on some.
A couple. No, because you found boyfriends, so that's all good. It was meant to be.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just mean, like, to go out with or hook up with. I've missed a few. I've missed a few in there. I feel so wrong saying.
Who?
Like, I think I really had a shot with Harry Styles.
Yeah, you did.
I really did. And I really dropped the ball on it. But I was dating someone at the time.
Yeah.
And now, what a loser that guy turned out to be. And I totally regret not capitalizing on that opportunity.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, that's probably would have been the coolest one.
Who are you, JC?
Who would I have a shot at? And I'm thinking, all you have to do is approach him correctly and then say, hey, let's go grab some coffee. If I was single, I think I'd have a shot at Demi Lovato, maybe. Yeah, I think so.
That's fair.
She might turn me down, but I think I would take a shot, maybe.
Take a shot.
Yeah.
Al, did you finally think of a food?
Yes. Halle Berry.
Did it.
All right.
Because, well,
I'll let you have it.
When I did interview her, we did kind of, sort of, connect. I thought we connected.
No.
But she probably... You know, didn't think at all another thing about it.
Yeah.
But
Al, you have a better shot with Ellen.
You'd have a better shot with Kevin Spacey.
Oh, our boy Blind Ken is on the phone. Hi.
What up, Blind Ken?
Hey, Ken. How's everybody doing?
Doing great, man. How you been?
I'm doing okay, I guess. I can't say hi, Jenna, anymore, I guess.
Why, Ken?
You taken.
You're taken. I might get in trouble.
No, I've always loved you, and you've always been so supportive of me. So you're forever in my heart.
Oh, thank you. Sounds like you've got a good one.
I hope so. I think I do too.
He's cool.
But I've got a question for Kelly.
Yes.
Oh,
your discussion with your kids the other day.
Yes.
You made it sound like when you're talking about the laundry and the laundry basket.
Yes.
They put their clothes in the laundry basket. Take them downstairs. You bring their clothes back up in their laundry hamper.
Yes.
You put the clean clothes in the dirty hamper?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that confirms that one.
Where else would they go?
Yeah.
You don't put the clean clothes in the dirty hamper.
Yeah,
then they're not clean clothes anymore.
That's not quite disgusting.
Would you put your food that you cooked on your dirty dish? Right.
But the clothes are clean. I mean, I have those canvas hampers, and I put clean clothes in there.
And you're talking about kids.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. Blind Ken.
Ken, well done.
I do.
Go stick your face in the hamper, Kelly, and smell
Blind
it.
Blind Ken, is that you putting Kelly Raspberry?
Oh, Blind Ken! Glass in the raspberry.
Ken, I bet Blind Ken.
Ken, I bet you have a very aware and sensitive nose.
But I'm just common sense. Dirty, clean.
Yeah. That dirty. Yeah.
I was just trying to say you were more in tune with your sense of smell, probably.
In the laundry room.
I understand, yes.
Are you saying
in the laundry
blind?
Room, we do have a separate plastic. So when the boys come in from really sweaty practices, yeah. those sweaty clothes go straight in there.
Okay.
Because those go
right.
straight into the washing machine. But the stuff that comes right. down from the room isn't... I mean, it's
if
just...
If I ever meet you, I'm going to sniff you, Kelly.
Save that.
I want Ken to come down here and sniff her.
Kid, you just got saved.
Yeah.
Ken, are you able to smell what kind of diet people are on? Like, can you smell?
I've never noticed. I really haven't.
Who's your stinkiest?
Just like people talking about sweating out garlic and stuff. I've never noticed that.
Oh, really? Wow.
Who's your stinkiest friend, Ken?
Wow.
I really can't. I don't hang around with stinky people like you.
Who do you think, of the four of us, who do you think smells the best?
Who would smell the best of the four of you?
Yeah. You know who he's going to say.
I smell like tacos.
You smell like dirty clothes.
It depends.
Clothes,
I could be good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to not say anything.
Okay.
Oh, Blind Ken.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.